That word there in the Greek is authority. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And we've been through that. You know the enemy, Satan, has power because he said in Ephesians 6 and 10, 12, rather, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities and power, the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual what? Wickedness in high places or heavenly places, right? So we know he has power and he rules, he's a ruler of this world of darkness, but he doesn't rule you and me because we've been what, born again, taken out of the kingdom of God, darkness and brought into the kingdom of God, dear son. And so Matthew 28, 18, you heard it. But let's talk about this for a few minutes. This authority has been granted to us believers. It ought to be used in your personal life. It should be used in your family life, your everyday living. And certainly as you live life, you ought to walk in this authority. Because you have an enemy, you have an adversary who's seeking ways to stop you, to hinder you, and stop you from being successful and stop you from achieving and accomplishing the thing God had created you to do. Amen. And so he said, Jesus, this is after his resurrection, Matthew 28. If you can put that up. 18 through 20. This is the last chapter in Matthew's gospel. And this is the way it reads. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, I want to read this from two different translations, okay? And Matthew 28, 18. And here's the King James. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me where? In heaven and in earth. Verse 19 says what? Go ye therefore and teach. How many? All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Doing what? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you. How long? Always. Even unto the end of the world. Amen. I'm going to read this one from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And Jesus came near and said unto them, or said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. How much? All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. I'm going to pause right there. How much authority was given to Jesus? How much? All. You notice he said, all authority has been given to me. Then the very next word was what? Go. What did he do when he said that? What happened? He just delegated the authority to the church, us. In fact, you know, you don't tell me. Yeah. I tell you, I want you to go to Walmart in Tupelo, get me thus and so and thus and so, and you just standing there, you don't have no way to go. I have the keys, I have the car, I have the gas, car filled with gas and all this. And I said, you go do this, I want you to do this, and they'll never give you the keys or give you the command. You just stand there and look at me and say, wonder where, why, how you expect that for me to do it? Is that right? See, Jesus told them who he was, what he had, what he could do. Then he said, now you go. Meaning he delegated them the authority, listen to me, on earth to go anywhere and everywhere I tell you to go. Nobody can stop you. Am I right? They tried to stop Paul. They stopped, tried to stop Peter. They tried to stop John. They tried to stop a bunch of believers. Did they stop them? They went. They preached. Is this gospel different in this generation and this time? Is it different from their time? Has it weakened? Has it lost its ability to bring to pass what God has said and what Jesus has done? Has his blood been diminished in its ability to wash, to clean? Has his power been weakened so that he can't handle the demons anymore? Huh? So he said, all authority, that means I don't care who it is, I don't care how much authority they have. Are you in the house this morning? I don't care how much influence they have. They cannot tell me what I can or cannot do when it comes down to what Jesus has said to me and you. Are you here? Hallelujah. And so he said, go, do what? Go and make disciples of all nations. Doing what? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to do what? Observe. Now notice all things. Teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. Notice, teaching them to observe what I have commanded you, what I have told you, not what the world would tell you. And there are restrictions the world trying to put on the church. Come on. But he said, teach them to observe and put what I said first and foremost, because I authorize you with the authority to go where they said no. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you. I am with you how long? Always, even to the end of the age. I am with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So what is it for the saints to do? What is it for the saints to do is get their eyes on the word. And as I said Wednesday night, as the scripture said, become a doer of the word.